Hey y'all, Treachery Hill with Picture Me Living, and Carolyn's back.
Hey.
My favorite Miami boss, and we're here with another girl talk. So I kind of labeled ours dating and relationships twice, so we're just gonna roll with it. We're gonna keep rolling with it.
We can do it.
So first off, I want to start off with a meme that I saw on Instagram because I posted it today and a few moms reached out to me. Oh, I didn't cut the sound off, my bad. So, advice for parents. There is no advice. This is hard. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll burst with pride one moment and wonder where the hell you went wrong the next moment. Everyone will have a different opinion expected. Just follow your heart and do what's best for you, your kids, and your family. So, I was like, you know what? Because like three people immediately wrote me like, oh my God, I needed to hear that today. So I'm like, let me, talk about that on the podcast just for a quick second, because as moms, we do kind of get wrapped up in like our failures in a sense. Not necessarily failures, but you know what I'm saying?
When
Like
you
we
feel like
feel
you're not
like
doing a
it.
good job.
Yeah, we feel like we're not living up to the TV standard, the Claire Huxtable.
Not the clear.
We're not living up to the perfection, right? Because that's what we saw growing up, right? So, yeah, I just really wanted to touch on that for a second.
We're the new era moms. So you know how they say the modern woman? We're the modern moms. And I don't think that nobody really knows the right way to do things. Everybody do it their way. And it kind of just makes sense for them.
Yeah.
Because when you have kids, you're raising the kids to be the best version of what you think.
Right.
And not what your friend think or your mom think or your auntie think. So in the end of the day, you're building up another person. So
Okay.
whatever you feel like your child needs, you gotta just figure it out and do it, because 9 times out of 10, you don't know. You don't have a blueprint. And we're in the modern world, new society, new school, kids in school, everything is new. It's not the same when we were in school. So even our idea is not necessarily the right idea, but we have to go with what we know.
No one has the answers.
Not with these kids. And you don't know what your kid is like. You know, you just make a baby. They come out with these great personalities. They might be like super energetic, very charismatic, or somebody that's very emotional, very sensitive, you know, shy, timid, or too outspoken. Like you gotta kind of manage
You got to
that.
roll with it.
Yeah. And you gotta figure out, okay, my kid's like this.
Especially in the teenage years, like learning the whole personality difference, it's like, I have to take a step back. Like, okay, you know what? I got to just let you be a growing teenager slash adult because, I want to tell you to shut up, but, you can't do, and you wouldn't tell an adult to shut up. So that's kind of how you have to treat your kids. And when they get to that age, at least. So. Yeah, man. That really I didn't know that touched so many people. I just randomly shared that. And it's like, oh my God, I need to hear that today.
Definitely. I seen it too. And I was just like, hell yeah, I don't be listening to what nobody say. Because I don't even got time to even, like, I'm not even gonna say I don't listen to what anybody say, because I do value certain people's opinion when it comes to like raising children and stuff, because I have friends that are counselors and stuff like that. And even work with kids that might be in broken homes or parents, you know, went to jail and stuff like that. So they do have like a professional insight that I can consider. But as far as like on day to day and you like raising your kid, you gotta do what you know what's best to do, you know, and try your best. But some parents, I'll be honest, they ain't shit. They ain't shit. Like they're not putting no effort in raising these kids for real. And some, I'm just gonna say some. But all my girls, they're doing a great job as moms, whether they have a husband or not, single or not, they are doing a great job.
I'm surrounded by some great moms, and I'm happy for y'all.
And we still need time for ourselves too,
Oh, yeah.
because it's important that we
That's
have a great
probably
mental state.
why that's why I'm surrounded by so many great moms, because y'all bitches know how to put yourself first. Like, seriously, every single time. Because you have to. You gotta put yourself first. If you put your kids first, this is very unpopular, but if you put your kids first and something happens to you because you get burnt out, you're tired, you're overly stressed, who do your kids have? You know,
yep.
So you have to put yourself first so that you can be 100% for your kids.
Absolutely. Like me, when I am tired and overworked or something like that, I don't operate the same.
Yeah.
So I need sleep. Like one thing about me, I like to sleep. I need sleep.
Yeah.
So if I'm not rested, I'm already a little bit edgy, and I try just to make sure that I do take care of myself every night and take a nap and things like that, because I know that I'm going to be less, you know,
yeah,
how you say it? Like, I'm going to be more like ready to snap alert, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like to yell at my daughter, even though she can drive me crazy sometimes, but I don't like to yell at her. So I just want to like maintain my peace so that I don't have to be aggravated, you know?
Right. All right, so let's do an icebreaker. What's popping in Miami right now?
What's popping in Miami?
Yeah. So, like, what where are the it spots? So, if people traveling to Miami.
Oh, popping places?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things are popping for sure. But I just feel like, depending on the person, I would refer things to do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we already know the typical places like Liv and Booby Trap in the River for late night fun. And
so what
all
days?
The lit restaurants.
What days, though?
Well, a lot of people don't know that Liv is now popping on Friday.
Really? So
and it's actually
Sunday.
Like a hip-hop night. No, it didn't move. It's now 2 days.
So Sunday like, and Friday.
Sundays and Fridays are like hip-hop nights or like, you know, regular music night. And those days are popping. People are just always Liv on Sunday. Even though Liv on Sunday is still jumping.
Yeah.
But also it is jumping on Friday, too, now.
Okay.
That's a newer thing. Not too new, but it's been about a year.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's been like a year. It's been doing Fridays.
I've never been to Liv.
Fridays night. You never been to Liv?
Mm-mm.
Serious?
As many times
I've been to,
I know. As many times that. Well,
heard about in the Bible.
What happened was one of my first trips here in my early 20s. It was a girl with us that they wouldn't let in, and so after that,
looking. Why didn't let her in? She had
nah. I did, she wasn't my friend like that.
But she had.
But she was a friend of a friend. No, it was, you know, it was literally what they say about Liv. Like, you got to look a certain way.
Or you can't go there if you don't got heels on and don't look cute, fancy. And I'm not going to say.
I feel like we.
I'm going to be honest with you. Let's be real. Because, you know, I'm a Miami girl. And we know that they all looking at the good.
Girl. Yeah.
I was going to say bitches, but we're going to keep it normal. All the girls looking good. But you can get a Liv if you look. Other ways, maybe if you're bigger or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. You just gotta pay.
Now, but that's not right, though.
It's
why?
Not right, but the reason why I'm going to explain to you, because it's really not the club. Like, it is the club, but it's not the club, if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Say you know a promoter, and okay. The promoter is inviting you to Liv, and obviously you're gonna be enjoying a table.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, the person at the table bought that table.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have not came with women or didn't invite women or have friends to come.
Right.
So the promoter will basically create an experience for that client that bought $5, maybe $10,000 table. Sometimes it's
right.
$10,000. It
yeah.
don't even be $2,000 table. It'll be $5 or $10.
Yeah.
Maybe more, depending on how many bottles they have.
And they want to bring in.
And they're like, bring in the nicest looking women. So will a chunky girl be part of that list? No. But 9 times out of 10, the guy who bought the table and the promoter, they don't care if the girl is chunky. And they're not discriminating against a chunky girl. But they're creating an experience at Liv for their client that's spending $5,000 to $10,000. They're expecting bad bitches.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand
I mean,
that.
Yes and no. But you could go to Liv if you're a regular girl and you're not that fancy. But you just wear your heels, wear a nice dress. Obviously, do your makeup. But you might have to buy a ticket. And I think the ticket might be like $150, $200 online. And then you go and you show your ID and you get in. And you get drinks at the bar and it's fine.
Yeah,
you
don't have to be my experience was obviously a long time ago. And so, yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'm not spending my money there. And then when I come and hang out with you, it's like, you know, wherever the wind blows us. So, you know, I'm not going to turn it down. But right. The wind just hasn't blown us there on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Because I'm a mother. And we got a school on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my priorities have changed. But I've definitely, back in the day, we definitely did King of Diamonds on Monday a lot.
King of Diamonds.
Yeah. That's what
that
we.
That was the back of the days.
That's definitely sure. Better.
That's
I've never
good,
been to Booby Trap.
Oh. We're going tonight.
We're
going to Booby Trap tonight.
I went to, what's the one with the WAC dancers?
Oh man, Tootsie's.
Tootsie's, yeah.
I love there Tootsie's a lot. Food. Tootsie's got the best food. Yeah. Forget the strip club part aspect about it.
That's how
cheetah order is. Order the pasta. They have a Cheetah's here too. It's lit. I don't know too much about the food. I think I've had wings there, to be honest with you. But Tootsie's, they got the best chicken and shrimp pasta.
Yeah, I went there for the food so too. Because it's exactly how Cheetah is in Atlanta. Everything.
So Tootsie's is definitely a late night, you hungry, and you're going to eat a really good meal, but the strippers are not going to be amazing. Yeah. Unless you go to the second floor where the VIP guys go, mm-hmm. you know, you got to yeah. spend money to go up there. And you're going to have more women walking around like normal. On the first floor, women walk around too, but I feel like they're more standoffish. I don't know. But on the second floor, it's more like a traditional strip club because those are the guys buying the biggest attractions, yeah. you know, not just table dinner, you know, right. drinks and drinks. But Tootsie's for sure for the food.
What else is popping?
Popping now. Playa is popping, but you gotta catch the right dates too.
Cause I had a nice time there.
You go on a random day and like celebrities just walking in, yeah. like not even nothing, no theatrics, no yeah. extra, like. I was there and literally Young Miami was right behind me dancing.
Yeah.
Literally. And she was chill. She ordered like lamb. I mean, yeah, lamb chops and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they ate enough with Salsa Santana.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari, literally. So it's like you'll always see like a celebrity walk in random or they planned it. And that's, but they don't really talk about it.
Atlanta's like that, but it's not an it spot. So they'll go to just like a bar. You remember Fan and Feathers?
Yeah, I like that.
So bar. Like, you need to see how hole in the wall this shit is, right?
It was hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. But it was kind of small. It was kind of small.
You just never know who will show up because the food is good.
The food looks yeah. good. Yeah.
So, yeah, Atlanta's and like that. Hookah. But it's like, yeah, the hookah guy is real good there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into some topics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off with an event that happened last night. I don't know if I want to call it an event, but...
It's not an occurrence.
We're going to call it something. We're going to call it something because we're on the podcast and we just got to dramatize it a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be dramatic a little bit.
So
but we'll try to be fair.
No, we're going to be fair. Yeah. So, and I'm going to need the audience feedback on this. So what had happened was we just stepped out for a few minutes.
1 hour.
Yeah, because, you know, you've been busy all weekend, and that was our first time to really hang out, just me and you without the kids or whatever. So we stepped out of the street, and a guy bought us drinks.
Someone I know, I would say I know the person.
Okay, he bought us drinks.
Yeah.
And
no relationship, just know him, who's like, cool, you know, friend or acquaintance. But
a drink, a piece. Let me clarify one that.
And he offered, we did not
drink. And he offered, right?
He said, you guys want to drink?
So he got us a drink, and some moments passed, maybe like 20 minutes, and we want another drink.
And we were like, okay.
Let's and go. What does he say to you?
I don't remember how he said it, but he was like, I was like, we're going to go get another drink. And he, well, let's put everything in context so that everybody knows.
Okay.
He was there celebrating his friend's birthday. They just had drank two bottles in a section.
But see, I didn't know none of that.
He told me that. Yeah. We talked really quick. So we were just talking normal. That was normal. That was just the information. They just drank two bottles of whatever it was at a section celebrating his boy's birthday. Mind you, he did buy us both a drink and him himself another drink. A drink. And he was already drunk. He even mentioned it earlier. Oh, I'm a little tipsy. I'm trying to, like, he was looking a little drunk.
Okay.
So he bought us a drink. Thank you, of course, because he's like an acquaintance, very nice guy.
So I missed all the interaction. The only thing I saw was him saying, okay, y'all get another drink, get me a Corona.
Correct.
And Carolyn was just like, hell no. Nah. Fuck, I look like buying you a drink.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm that woman that I do not like the roles reversing, if it makes sense. You know how they say, oh, woman, you got your role. Man, you got your role.
Okay.
And it's not to say, because I don't want to be on the podcast and making a statement that I would not buy a man a drink. I don't want you guys to think that.
Okay.
But if I'm a woman and I'm going to buy a man a drink, I will be the one offering or asking.
Okay.
For a man to ask me to buy him a drink. And the way he said it kind of was like, because I bought you a drink, you buy me a drink type
yeah.
feel.
I did get that energy.
It was that energy, right? Yeah. I didn't like it. It rubbed me so wrong because I'm feeling like as a man, you're supposed to stand tall, you know, with your chest high. And I just feel like you accommodated us. And now what? You wanted to be back in return just because you did that for us.
Yeah.
And in real honest actuality, number one, we could have bought our own drinks. And number two, another man could have bought us drinks too.
Yeah.
Like literally, like I hate to say it, but the truth is the truth and the facts. We could have had another nigga buy us a drink. And we even got offered another drink with the drinks in our hand. We could have also said yes.
Yeah.
You know? No,
it was a lot of guys that were just like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
It was overwhelming. Like four guys came up to us.
It was overwhelming for me. So I was just like, okay, this is a lot. But my thing is,
it kind of made me look at him low, and I didn't like that.
Mm.
You know?
It just made me.
Because I would have offered if I was going to buy you a drink, but I'm thinking you already drank two whole bottles. The party was going to be done in another 15 minutes because it ends at a certain time. And why are you forcing us to buy you a drink? And the party's going to be done in 15 minutes and you just drank two bottles and you just had a drink with us. Mind you, we were drinking white rum. Okay, that's
so I feel like.
You weren't drinking white rum, but I was drinking white rum. You had tequila.
Yeah, I had tequila. But I feel like, you know, I have to know who you are. I have to know who you are, you know. I don't have rules for it either. I don't really care about roles reversing. In a relationship, though.
Oh, in a relationship is different. Yeah. If my man is there, we're getting a drink, I don't care.
I didn't know who this guy was from Candy Paint. And I was just like, you know what? Because I wanted to keep the peace. I'd get him a Corona. But
it's really no big deal. You know, Corona was probably like $6 at the place, for real.
But Carolyn was just like, hell no. I was like, wow, boundaries. What? Wow. I love to see it. I love to see the boundaries. Because I was just going to be like, here.
He's like, get me up on Corona. I'm like, why? I'm a woman.
Yeah, he was very comfortable as if he knew you.
He does know me.
But on another level.
No.
And so that's why I was like, I don't know this guy. But I guess she know him. So I get him a Corona. And she was like, hell no.
And the crazy thing about it, he invited me to that place, even though I go there often. Yeah. I go there often, so I don't really need to go there with him or meet up with him. But he was like, it's my friend's birthday. You should come. You know, they're going to have a section. That's typically guys like, well, all the cute girls come. Fine. I would go, but I did not. I told him I was not going to go. But then last minute, we had the time. And we're like, we'll go for 1 hour. It's right there.
We'll go real quick.
Yeah, and catch a vibe real
quick.
My
thing is.
And I text him. I'm like, I'm actually going to come real quick. And he's like, cool. And then bought us the drink. I thought that was just him being nice, accommodating us, and cool. And then he just kind of, it got erased by that question.
So, this is where I want to involve the audience. So, what are your boundaries when it comes to buying a guy a drink, a guy buying you a drink? Are you obligated to talk to him?
Or with your friends? Let's also add, if you're with a homegirl, do you expect him to buy you and her a drink? Because I've had a situation where the guy wanted to buy me a drink, but didn't want to buy my homegirl a drink. Or not necessarily didn't want to buy her, but didn't buy her a drink. Because I'm not going to force him into spending money. I'm just going to be like, oh, you gonna get me a drink? Okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. And if he doesn't say, well, did you want to drink too? Like, I would feel some type of way.
The homegirl drink.
See me standing with my homegirl.
That depends on the situation. Because is your homegirl talking to another guy?
If she's talking to another guy,
in her phone, like, what's happening? But if you see me and my homegirl talking to each other, and you, hey, excuse me. Hey, I think you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah.
Can I get y'all
a drink? Yes. But to just, you see us vibing over here, we dancing, talking, whatever. If you interrupt that and you only buy my girl a drink, like now I got an attitude with you. So now I'm going to be like,
you got
don't talk to this dude.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, you know, I might have been talking to you about something important. You know what I mean? And we're having a good time.
We don't even have to be talking to
them. And so guys will do that. They will interrupt girls vibing because they feel entitled to our conversation. And they're really entitled once they spend their hard-earned money on a drink. So now you're really finna talk to me because, you know, I bought you this drink. So you got to buy the crew a drink.
Right. And I've been out with, you know, it's for a guy, I'm going to say it's hard for you guys sometimes because You know, I be out usually with only one other person because I usually be by myself or one other person. But there's been times I've been with like four different, like me and three other girls, like the four of us, and the guys were still buying us all a drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's impressive. I'm going to be honest. I'm like, well, that's really nice.
An easy doing it way for all four of us. To navigate through that. Yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah.
An easy way, or at least in Atlanta way, they do. They'll just get around shots.
Or shots.
Yeah, around
the shots. That's everybody that drink. The shots because, will be shotting.
Because they're not asking each individual what they want. Like, hey, I'm just going to get everybody tequila.
Yeah. And you're going to shot. Let's all do a shot of tequila.
Come on. So, but to just buy one person a drink, that's kind of wild, too. Especially if it's just two of us.
I've had it happen before, but like you said, my homegirl was talking to another nigga.
Yeah,
but
that's
he figured, okay, that's totally by her a drink.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah, so that's...
My thing is, you know, I'm a woman. I dressed up to get here. Most men, they do dress nice, but they don't dress up. They don't make
only a few guys are wearing more heels. Fancy. You know, they like they put a great outfit together.
Like, I'm more impressed by guys that, because I can buy my own drink. Where we going to sit? You want me to sit here or stand here in agony talking to you, telling you I'm an Aquarius and my favorite food, I like fried chicken and I got a kid. Like, no, my fucking feet hurt. Where we going to sit down?
Right.
So that's why I'm just learning that they have a section. So that's even.
Bro, they had a section, but you know, it's,
I'm like, wait a minute. Once
your bottles are over, you got to go because they give you like 4 or 3 hours depending on what time you started your section, you know? So if you start at the beginning of the party, your section will end in like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's more impressive when you give me a seat. That's way more impressive than a drink. Way more impressive because we just going to stand here. Especially where we were last night is grass.
Yeah, you know, grassy outdoors.
And I get it. It's like more room to dance. That's what I do love about Miami, whether it's the Latin clubs or the Caribbean, Afrobeats, whatever. People are dancing.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, people are dancing. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't dancing. My drinks ain't kicking in. So, you know, provide me with a seat. And, you know, I get my own drink at that point. So that's my personal thing.
And the
thing.
Club was closing. That's what made it more... I was going to say thirsty because it's like the club was closing because we were really talking about, you think the bar's going to be closed because it's going to be closing in 15 minutes. And he was like, maybe, but maybe not like that. He didn't want to check for us. And he was actually walking away. He was like, get me a Corona, but he was leaving.
Like, y'all were comfortable. Yeah, that's why I was like,
I'm like, you're not even coming with us to the bar. You're going to go to find your friend and you want us to now... Yeah. Made hand deliver you a Corona just because you bought us one drink.
I want to know the audience thoughts about that because that's very intriguing to me, especially when you set that boundary. I was just gonna say no
because I don't care. I really don't care. I'll be honest with you. I like to be honest, mm-hmm. and when things rub me the wrong way, I have to express it, you know, and I don't necessarily have to be rude, but I'm gonna say yes or no, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so. Ultimately, I would say, no, I'm not going to do it, you know, and that's it. I don't care. You could take or feel however you are. So I don't have a problem saying no to a man.
You should. I like that. Mm-mm. I love that.
All right. No, we're not doing that.
Because I'm not going to say I have a problem with saying no to a man. Mm-hmm. I'd be more shocked that they tried me and I'd be like, oh, well.
See, you're questioning why did they try me?
Yeah, and I'd be pausing for a second. Because you're talking
about a woman. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's my thought process last night with the whole thing was I just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you're petty drink, I'll do the petty drink.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're not even that close.
On the walk home, I would have been like, Carolyn, who was that guy? Like, who was it?
Well, thank God the bar was closed.
Yeah.
Thank God the bar was closed. And
no, once you said no, I was just like...
You said, I don't mind getting him a Corona. He said, I'm just a Corona. I'm like...
Yeah, this was a whole
thing. So now he wanted a discount. He basically wanted a discount on our drinks. You get what I'm saying? After, like, let's be honest, guys. After he was putting his hand on my waist. You've seen that, right?
So that's...
A couple
let's
times.
Let's make that a next topic. Because...
Please.
He did introduce me to his friend, and he kind of, like, I'm not a.
He put his hand on your waist?
I'm not a touchy feely, like around my arm, though.
Okay.
I'm not a touchy feely person at all. We got to be, you know, I got to know you.
Right.
You know, so that's when I realized he was drunk. But let's talk about that. So why?
Why?
I don't even know how to word that. Just why? Why are
don't
you touching
your hand
women?
On a woman's waist that ain't your woman.
There are intimate places to touch women, and the waist is one of those, especially when she got a big butt, because the butt start right there.
Yeah.
And you put your hand right there. So you basically touching my ass. Yeah.
And they be trying to be slick too. They'll hold your waist and then slide down to your
boot.
And I've had that happen to me many times. And it's basically like, ungranted, like, I'm not your woman. We're not on a date. Okay, yes, you bought me a drink, but we're not having an intimate conversation. I'm not telling you anything personal.
Yeah.
We're just having, like, my name, like, you know, oh, you live in Miami type shit.
And they want to pull you closer because the music is
the music is loud, so we are
like, nah, I can hear you. I already heard you before you touched me.
I always say, don't touch me.
Yeah.
I didn't say it to him because I knew him. You get what I'm saying? But if it was a guy that we met that day or something like that and bought us drinks and we're at the bar, I would say, don't touch me. What were you saying? I always do. Like, I literally have to do this every weekend at least once.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. What were you saying? Oh, yeah. My name is Carolyn.
That is a scary.
Like,
Carolyn's boundaries are immaculate. I love it.
I hate that.
I just be like, you know what? I don't say anything, but I'm never going to talk to this guy ever again.
You will.
I just, in my mind, I will smile and you are deleted out of my phone, out of my memory. If it's unwarranted.
Yeah.
No.
And we're not talking about if you talk to the guy and things are jumping on, because sometimes you meet men, right? And they're actually very charming, very charismatic, looking good, dressed nice, smelling good. And you kind of do get closer to them. And then you can feel that vibe that they could.
It's a mutual.
Yeah. And you feel like he could be my boyfriend.
It's like both parties. But what we're talking about is one party.
Yeah. Coming in. Yes. He trying to come into you.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if you like this man.
Because I've been into a guy like that. And we were out vibing and drinking. And we were at a club party. And so not a club and not a party, but a club party. It was.
I call that a lounge.
It's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. It's one of my homegirls. I want to shout it out, but I can't think of the name right now. But it's one of my homegirls that brings her club to an actual
club
party.
Like, it's like a group of
she rents a place in Atlanta. Oh, I'm fumbling a bag for her right now. She's supposed to be a guest, so she can talk about it one day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she'll bring her promotion, whatever they promote it or whatever, and like once a month they do this party.
Okay, I know people who do that.
And so me and this guy were really vibing and drinking, and he was very respectful with his hand placements, even if, you know, I'm dancing on him. But it got to a point where I was dancing on him, like, you know,
and at that point, on a man,
he was like, okay, the waist is mine, and that was totally fine. But like, just, and mind you, I knew this guy too. Like, our first few interactions, it was nothing.
Right.
But like the first one or two times I see you grabbing my waist, your number's deleted out of my phone. I don't like you no more. I don't know what it is about unwarranted touching and the waist is intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't touch my waist.
Yeah. That's like some husband shit.
Second, let's add to the touching. Holding my hand.
Why are you holding my hand?
One of my pet peeves in guiding me. I will follow you. Do not grab my hand and pull me. I'm a grown woman. I walk. Okay?
Mm.
So where are we going? We're going there. Walk. I'm going to follow you. That's how I move.
Okay.
I don't like. And if I know where we're going and I'll say, hey, come, we're going to go on this side. And you follow me.
Okay.
Don't grab my hand and pull me. I'm wearing heels.
Yeah.
I might have to pull down my skirt.
Yeah.
I might have to adjust my boobs while I'm walking. Don't hold my hand.
I have
a purse and you're holding my hand. I can't pull my dress down.
Yeah.
I can't fix my boobs.
I do feel helpless.
I'm annoyed.
I feel helpless in that situation because I'm a submissive woman, right? And I feel like you're even way more submissive than me. So you know what I mean by, like, I feel helpless because this isn't a situation that I'm supposed to be submissive.
Mm-mm.
We're not in that point yet.
Mm-mm.
And you've taken up both of my hands. I don't know what to do. I don't want to say no because you're a man and I'm dating you. So I'm on this date with you and physical touch is not my love language. So once again, your number's deleted out of my phone. Why'd you grab my hand?
It's too much. It's too much.
I even went on a date with a guy that he kind of like sat like next to me, like this.
I don't mind him sitting next to him.
So is physical touch your love language?
If you're my boo, but did he put his hand on your thigh?
No, but he was like right next to me.
Because I don't mind if you sit close, but yeah. Put your hand on my thigh and stuff. We got to have a vibe. You got to be my boo or something. Like, I'm just not accepting you touching on me and we're not there yet. Like, we've never did anything sexual. We are not consistently dating. Yeah. And this is our third date or nothing. Like, first date, keep your hands off of me unless you see me sparked up on something. Like, if I want to kiss you or something, then you could feel that vibe. If you don't get that energy, don't try to kiss me. Don't try to put your hands on my waist. Don't grab my hand.
Do you think men don't know how to read that energy?
Yes, they cannot. Sometimes I feel like
I think they just maybe don't feel it. A like, part of it is...
It's like they're forcing you into it.
Yeah, it's a little predatory behavior.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. And in a lighter note, because we're not going to expand it and say, oh, predator. But it is predatorial in a smaller scale.
Now, I read a meme that said human women are the only heterosexual human women are the only ones that date their only known predator. And I was like, damn. We really do. Like, when you really think about how men think.
Like animals within
you. Yeah. So, like, when you really think about how men think, and even from the last podcast, I had two guys on there, and I kept saying they expect to have sex. And they were like, well, do they hope to have sex? And I said, you know what? I'm going to reword that. So, as a mother of a son, I do have hope for, like, you know, and, you know, June is a sweetheart. Like, he's I don't feel like he's going to, you know,
be too pushy.
And so there are men out there that aren't pushy. So I do have hope out there.
Yeah. I'm just talking about pushy ones, not the ones that
are. Yeah. I'm going to replace the expect with hope, because there are a group of men out there that don't expect things from women. They just hope. Yeah.
I like a man that holds, because that's reality. The expect, we're not supposed to expect. Are we expecting you to give us some money for our bills? No, we're not. We're hoping.
Hoping and praying.
We hope you buy us flowers. We hope it's a great time. We hope that you don't have a small thing. We hope.
I expect you to not have a small day. Like, why? If you see my ass and you got a small and you still try it, I'm gonna fight you.
It's true about the ass thing, because usually I feel like guys are smaller. If your ass is super huge, they're more like, I'll leave them on this one type.
Yeah,
because they feel back. Like they might not satisfy you.
Fall back, please.
Yeah, I could feel.
I can't do nothing with that.
So yeah, hoping is more realistic. Expecting is wrong. Like, you shouldn't expect that. Like, no. You asked me to dinner. You didn't ask me to sex. Mm. You didn't ask me to fondle me all night type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be honest to you. When I go on a date with a man, whether if I was 100% interested in the percentage or not, I will really want to get to know that man's personality and just persona, literally, like what type of man he is, how he is with me, you know, and conversation wise, like what we talk about and stuff like that.
So, I recently had a conversation with a friend, moving on to the next topic. Mm-hmm. We've been doing red flags, right? So last two episodes was about red flags and what to see in men and women. I recently had to tell my friend what her red flag was. And she was like
she had a red flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into it because she's a close friend. And it's not a bad red flag, but it's something that her day ones have accepted, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, that's just what we know.
They wanted to be guys that she had talked to?
No, like us. Like
her friends.
Even if, you know, I said, hey, sis, let's go to Miami. We finna kick it with Carolyn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I told, you know, Carolyn this about you because this affects, you know, how we hang out or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I'll probably tell you, hey, this my friend. She this, that, and the third.
Okay.
You know?
Well, it's, so nothing it's wrong not with a disclaimer.
Yeah, it's a disclaimer.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with it. Because it makes sense. Because I had to do that before.
Yeah, I had to tell her, like, you know, that's, you know, because my red flag is being late. I'm going to be late to a date.
I don't necessarily be late. I'll be right on time, though. Like, really? I'm 5 minutes away type shit.
Nah, I'll be late.
Like that.
And I'm okay with that.
Like that.
And I'm okay with losing someone. This is where I was going with that. You got to be okay with losing someone because of your red flag. Even as women, because, you know, our rejection is like, wait a minute, because men don't reject pussy. So, like, when a man rejects some pussy, it's really hurtful to us. Like, mm-hmm. What the fuck? So, you know, mm-hmm. men are allowed to have boundaries. And mm-hmm. I think that it is vital for women to acknowledge their red flags, their personal red flags. So,
I should think about what my red flag is.
Yeah, you should. Mine is being late, and I definitely... Okay, so your green...
My red flag is no nonsense. So I don't do bullshit. I'll be honest with you.
Your green flag is boundaries, and that's my red flag also. What? Like, I just let stuff slide.
Don't do that.
Nah, I cut you off.
Well, okay, at the moment.
Yeah, but nah, like I said, your number's deleted, all of that. Out of here, see you.
Well,
bye.
Maybe I'll give you a different perspective. So I could get that in the moment you say, you know, it's not even worth me to address, right?
Right.
I'll let it go and I'll never talk to this man ever again. Cool. That works for you and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, acknowledgement is the best thing for people to learn.
Yeah, I'm learning it.
So
yeah.
Even though you're a woman that you're saying, okay, fuck that shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
Move on. If you say it again, because I'm sure he did that to another woman and she said it, this time you didn't say it. You didn't reinforce what the last woman probably said.
See the Aquarius, you know, in me? I'm not your teacher.
It's not
trainer.
About you teaching. People need to know how to operate with people. It. Like, I'm not going to do certain things to men.
Yeah.
Because I know if I were to do that to that man or act that way around that man,
yeah,
I'm going to get repercussions, whether it's being cursed out, being left behind, or mm-hmm. leaving me, or not paying, or whatever it could be, you know, whatever it could be. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to act accordingly. I'm going to act appropriately, responsibly, respectfully.
Yeah.
And the men should also, too. So even though you're not the teacher of the world, but your presence and what you go through, like your experience, is important. Like how they say, be present in the moment. Being present in the moment means not accepting things that make you feel bad. You get what I'm saying? So if I am sitting here uncomfortable as fuck with this man talking shit to me or being rude or touching me, I don't like him at all, or he's embarrassing me because he's acting stupid, I would say, hey, listen, and I don't have to ever be rude to a man. I'm going to let a man know respectfully.
Yeah.
Because I'm a caring person. You know that. I would say, hey, listen, John, I really don't like how you're conducting yourself. I feel like it's inappropriate.
You're right.
And you're actually embarrassing me. So it's going to be one of two things. You should stop and relax.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to the restroom, have a drink, relax, have a drink, whatever. Or I'm going to leave because I'm not going to sit here being uncomfortable. And I've done this before. So I'm not going to tell you to do something that I've never done.
Hey, you know what? I'll just sit and be like, you know what? My son just called me. I got to go. And I'm out of
line. Your son did not just call you. You see, and then this is what I say.
He called me at some point during the day.
Well, at that time, he ain't calling to leave.
My son called me. I got amen.
I'm an honest person, and I don't make excuses for lack or fuck the bullshit. If it's fucked up, I'm calling it out. Even in management, you know, I study business and business management. They say, you see something, you call it out immediately. Why? Because you don't have time for things to drag and fuck it up worse and make it longer and extend the deficit. You need it to be good. We're going up. Everything's good. Everything's lit.
Yeah.
So if the experience of a customer is going left, as a manager, you have to step in, call it on the moment, take over or whatever, so that it's appropriate and it doesn't ruin the experience,
because That's a great point. But I also deal with, you know, like my granny.
Yeah.
I deal with, you know, I deal with some very stubborn people where you could tell them something. I've been in a relationship with a guy where you could be like, hey, this hurt my feelings. And he'll be like, you know what? Feelings aren't facts, or like it'll twist it around. Yeah. And so because of that, because I grew up a certain way, you know, with, because granny a hustler, so she'll twist your words around.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of taught me to, and I'm not saying this is good. That's why I said that's my red flag. But it taught me to shut the fuck up and get the hell on.
It's nothing wrong with doing that either.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's nothing wrong with like, okay. Exiting. If it's 2 months.
Yeah.
And you're like, this person is stuck in their ways. It's mm-hmm. okay to exit. So absolutely exit.
Because some people will excuse some fucked up behavior. But I am working on that to have more,
be vocal about it.
Be more vocal, because I'm not going to put up with some bullshit.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to get out of there.
Yeah.
But telling you is just such a waste of time sometimes.
I can agree that it could be a waste of time. I just like to stand on business, like they say. I'm still on business. Because I'm a walking business. Like,
You still do to this
day. I'm not going to stop talking because, like, just how you're annoying the fuck out of me. This is how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just how you're annoying the hell out of me, I'm going to do it back to you. But mine's going to be even more better because I'm valid. Like, I have backup. Like, I have reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's our homework. Let's discover some red flags within ourselves.
So I guess my red flag is being too vocal. But like,
I don't think so. No, I'm not even going to say boundaries.
You don't let your ass.
I think those are boundaries. So, but you know,
I have many boundaries.
Yeah.
In fact, I've built more boundaries on purpose. Why? Because men will push you to your limits.
Yeah.
And why? Because they're aggressive.
It's not pushing you to your limits. They're testing your boundaries. That's what it is.
You're right.
Is she really
they're gonna push it to the limit too?
Yeah.
After they test, they're gonna test you and push it to the limit because they wanna see
is she really standing on
how
business?
Smooth they can get through, because they literally will invite themselves to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought when you invite, it don't matter man or woman, I thought whenever somebody comes to your home, it's an open invitation from the person, you know? It's not you inviting. Like, I will come. I can come. Can I come? No, nigga.
I just said that the last.
Did you act like we are not even there? You want to come?
And
to
the
my
guys,
house?
The guys that were on there were like, "Who the fuck do y'all be dealing with?" I'm like, "This is the vast majority. Men have an ownership naturally. Men have a leadership ownership. So as soon as you know, you let them know the area you live in, they'll call you. Hey, I'm in your neighborhood. Okay, have fun." What am I supposed to do with that information?
All of a sudden,
I supposed to do? That's the issue that I have with dating, and that's why I don't do it often, because men immediately want to know where you live. They want to, you know.
I don't mind you knowing the area I live in, but you don't have to come to my house. I'm not. I'll be honest with you. I had a first date invitation to my own house, okay? Maybe I can come over to your house.
The guy. Wait a minute.
The guy. I will bring. We can smoke and you cook. Because I'm not a person.
I'm speechless.
Swear to God. I'm not a person that like to go out like that. I know you like to go out, but I'm not an out person. I say, why you talk to a girl that like to go out if you don't like going out?
Yeah.
And even if you don't like going out, maybe you want to go to do workout or go
and
to
guys,
a fight. And I might want to go to a lounge. Why can't the first day we go around? Because maybe you want to make me happy. And the second day we go to work out.
This
or to
is
a park.
Why we assume all y'all want is sex. As of situations like this. So when my homegirl tells me that, it's like, you know, if I have a story that's similar to that, we're just automatic. All of us are going to assume the same shit. Like, that's what y'all want. Because unfortunately, we deal with situation like that. Think about it from a male perspective, right? And let's just say you're a guy and you got nice things in your home and you just met a dude at the gym that y'all kick it, y'all play basketball with or whatever. And he hits you up like, yo, I heard you live near the gym. I could pull up now. And like, as a guy, you're going to be like, why do you want to come? Why are you immediately saying I want to come over? you know, like what's going on? So I don't think men think about it from that perspective. Like, why would I want you in my house so soon? Just like,
I think it's inappropriate.
yeah.
I think that is not like you're not putting no effort in.
Yeah.
And also very
Pushing
intimate.
the boundaries
For a woman, it's not safe.
at all.
It's not safe. The reality is a man could push up on you, he could do whatever. And like you don't know who you're meeting in this world. I mean, at reality is, yeah, we meet people and we're nice with guys and stuff like that. We don't know if they have anger issues. We don't know if they have a sexual crazy appetite that they
Yeah.
want to push for or over aggressive and things like that. We don't know because we haven't experienced those things with you. So why would it be the first times and first experience would be at my house?
I can't believe somebody
Even your
volunteered
house
to
is a
your
bit much.
house.
Yeah, volunteered my house. So
My
it would have been
house.
different if he had like a house and he'd be like, hey,
Yeah.
I have a pool. You can come over. I'm going to cook. Or even if you want to cook, I'll buy the groceries, you know? And then you can come over and smoke. And then I could decide, like, will I trust this guy to go to his house at least, you know?
So,
Depending on where he lived, too, you know? To
do you trust, or how do you feel about guys that
be
say, pull up, I'm gonna cook for you, like within the first few days? How do you feel about it?
different. Let me think. I want to think if I ever did it first before I say if I would go on it. Because I go off of the man's persona,
Okay.
his personality, and how he carries himself. I've met some great looking, successful, ultra successful man, kind, generous, and all those stuff. But the thing about those type of guys too, they've done it all. They've done all the lit shit. They've done all the fun shit. They've been to all the expensive restaurants. And at this point, even though I met them now, you know what I'm saying? That we already did everything, even though they probably would still take me out on a date. They value the more mundane things, like the simple shit, like just come over and we're gonna smoke and talk. And the value you get out of that is much more because that type of man you're dealing with. But if he's not that type of man, then there's not really no reasoning or behind why he would not put the effort in to do those things
Okay.
or take you out or, you know what I'm saying, treat
Yeah.
you in a way. Even though I'm not saying, oh, those type of men that are higher value get passes, I'm just saying like their lifestyle does not permit them to actually do those things anymore like that, because they're literally doing business deals every week, like
Yeah.
literally. Like I know a guy likes me, he can't even see me because he's so busy. He's running a restaurant, he's running like all type of shit. He can't even see me because he's so busy. So I understand that, you know, certain guys, you know, they would just want to do something more simple.
Okay.
And if he's like that, if he's meeting those, you know, all those expectations or values or whatever that type of man is, then I could see why he's saying to do something simple.
Yeah.
You know, and
So
that I would know more about him. I would know a little more.
it takes more
So talk
discernment
to
on our
them.
part. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up. Any
We're back on?
yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Any
What?
hot topics you want to talk about?
Oh man. Well, I'm not gonna lie, that video I sent you today with the band man Kevo and Mr. Organic and this other
That
guy.
gave me a headache. It was all over the place.
I was
So
annoyed.
he basically, to sum up the video that she sent me, she was like, we're gonna talk about this on the podcast. He gave me a headache because just stay single. It sounds like you just don't know what you want. So basically, in a nutshell, what he said was, women not bringing nothing to the table. Of course he gonna be in the streets. Of course he
And
gonna
he
do his
also
thing.
said they want more, and you should just get what I have to offer.
And then he
But I'm
said
like, what
one of
kind
the
of
other
love is
guys
that?
was
What kind
like,
of
you should be
relationship
lucky to even have a relationship. And I was like, you
with
know,
him? With him, make it clear.
I don't feel like he was attractive, first of all. And
It's like he's
I.
not even talking about his attraction. He's talking about his money, and that is what the point is. I'm gonna let you guys know. Even if you're a man with money, you still have to have charisma and charm. You still have to
Yeah.
be like respectable and a gentleman, because a woman respects a man that is a gentleman, that is kind, that is generous, that is loving, that might have a tender side to his roughness. Like
Yeah.
we like boss men, rough men, aggressive men, but we need to see a tender side of you. and they're not showing any tenderness. Like, there's never been a love.
Aggression. I know a guy that's not really attracted, and from my opinion,
they don't gotta be attracted. And they have to be a man.
Oh, no, they gotta be attracted to him. But,
well, I'm saying you don't have to, obviously not fat and sloppy and old.
So I know a guy that's not really attractive, in my opinion. And I've heard a few women say the same thing. He's not really attractive, but he has a lot of money. Mm-mm. And he's really mean, though.
He's mean.
So that's the
that's worse.
Like, you know what?
I thought you were going to say the opposite. No, he was a gentleman, no, super nice, and I would like him because of that versus his attraction.
No, I could probably overlook some things because, like I said, that's one of my red flags. I can overlook some things. Mm-hmm. I can overlook this or that, you know?
You would date a man that's not attractive that actually is catered to you, respectful to you, gentleman, yes, sophisticated, obviously dressed nice and smell good. Take care of himself, but he don't have the finest face. You know what I'm saying?
I would.
Or sexy body, but he...
Mind you, I've only dated handsome guys, and that's kind of my thing. So you gotta look us.
I don't go for handsome. I go for man. So for me, I'm turned on and excited to be with a man, like somebody that is supportive, somebody that is thoughtful, somebody that is respectful.
Yeah.
This turns me on way more than money. Or like looks, because I've met guys that are so fucking fine. Like, I can acknowledge when a man is fine as fuck. And they be sexy. I'm talking about bodybuilding looking bodies, fine as hell.
And they've been terrible people.
They don't necessarily be terrible people, but the charm is not there. The manliness is not there. The sophistication is not there. The respect is not there from other people around him. And that is not what inspires me. For me, you know, I like a man that actually has presence. Like, when that nigga walk in the room, it don't matter how that nigga looks. Not saying he looking crazy, meaning like, he's not sexy. When he walks in the room, everybody's kind of like, oh, what up, boss? What up? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the names that they will say, you know? You know?
Yeah.
I like that way more than I like a sexy, you know, fine, built, muscular looking guy. It doesn't do it for me that way. And I've had many of these types hollering at me, but I can't get past there's nothing else in their personality that's making me feel like he could be my husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of men say that about women. Like, what else do you have besides looks?
Right.
And
yeah, I don't have
that. I've always gone for looks, but I've been kind of blessed in that department to find respectful guys also that have personality. And it makes me think that, you know, personality is also 50% of it for me.
Yeah, because I would date a fat nigga that have the greatest personality.
I'm not laying up on no fat nigga. Not
doing that. I would. I'll be honest with you. Like, I wouldn't have gone there in that guy. Because you can work out. Let's be real. Like, if a guy that is bigger, right, and say he have a belly and everything, if he is having the ultimate personality,
mm-hmm,
the ultimate charisma, such a gentleman, such a man to me, very supportive in my life, I will work with his ass. I would say, babe, let's get a trainer. He got money, whatever. You know, you say he got money, he might be big. I would say, let's go work out. Or I want you to get a trainer. And sometimes you don't even got to say nothing. He'll be like, dang, I got the baddest bitch. I should lose a little weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking maybe my belly got too big. I should try to tone it down, you know?
I ain't gonna lie. I follow T Grizzly, the rapper.
See? And he's not the fittest guy.
I admire his relationship that he has with his kid's mom, wife. I'm not sure if they're married. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I admire that. Whatever they got going on behind closed doors, I don't know about. Mm-hmm. But I admire what they do have.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make me say, you know what? I could do that. Not necessarily that person, mm-hmm, obviously, but I could do that.
You know, in Seal?
Situation. You know, yeah, he has Heidi very Klum, great energy.
When he was with Heidi Klum, she's a supermodel. And don't his presence stand like a man? Even though he
I'm not
fine at all.
I would have to see
it. I don't know him personally, but I'm just saying image-wise, I felt like Seal was looking like a sophisticated, responsible-looking man. And he got Heidi Klum, supermodel girl. So I'm thinking like something like that. Like, men don't necessarily always have to be looking fine to get a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a woman has to be fine to get a fine-ass nigga sometimes. Like, you know? most of fine ass niggas ain't dating girls that ain't fair or like sexy Liz. Or something, you know, like Liz, you know. But a woman definitely would date a fat man, even if she's a bad bitch, sexy as fuck, whatever, whatever. She would date him if he is ultimately supportive in her life.
It's the logistics. I can't lay under a fat guy. I can't lay under a guy.
You might not ever lay under him. He might have to stand behind you. You might have to get on top. And just never getting under until you lose weight. And it's okay. Like, that's maybe the sacrifice that you make to be with a man that actually just want to support you. Because these men saying, we bring no value. They're not doing this for us. We asking for too much. And I've heard on the podcast, women deserve less. These statements all are ridiculous and crazy because if you are in love with the woman, because they only talk about dating when they say these things. But when you have a husband or a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend that you ultimately want to be with, if you're with a man and you want to have his child, you know you love that man. You know, you know you love
that. This big age.
Just like if you're a man and you want to buy her a house, you know you love that woman. Yeah. Because you're not going to buy a house or buy a car for just anybody. And you're not going to have a baby or take care of, clean a man's house for just any man that don't make you happy or satisfy you.
Yeah.
So until you meet the person deserving, then no, you're not going to do it. No deal.
All right. Well, that's it with the Miami boss, Carol. It was a good conversation. We did cover all the topics that we planned on. So we actually went almost an hour or so.
It's almost an hour?
Yeah. It was a good conversation.
We got another topic. I got a topic.
I know. I know. She was like, I got to get some shit off my chest today.
I'm gonna talk some more shit. Yeah. We should have talked about sex real quick, too.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What you want to talk about? Come on. Let's do it. You know I'm always ready. I got a little bit more in my cup. Come on.
I was just going to say that some guys just don't really know how to satisfy women for real.
Most men. Let's clarify that.
But they be completely oblivious to it, too. So, like, you know, if you're a woman and you feel like maybe your sex game ain't lit, I feel like you'll be more aware. Whereas a man, they feel like they doing the ultimate job and the job ain't been lit. Like, so that was not the job, okay?
What happens is, I've only had one guy come to me and say, you know what, I got some work to do.
Really?
And he didn't have a lot of work to do. It was, you know, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible at all. So for him to say that, it meant a lot to me. But what was missing was definitely, you know, emotions and stuff like that, right?
Like, he's not, he wasn't emotionally feeling attached, or is it because it was new?
It was the, and I think it was like another woman that I didn't know about. Like, it was deeper than that.
Oh, no, we're not fucking.
Yeah, it was deeper than that. So, like, you know, that has a lot to do with it also. So, in my opinion, so not only do we not know who else they fucking with, they could be someone else's, you know, red velvet cake, the best thing that ever happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could be a woman's light bill and they, Georgia Power was about to, they was at the door. They called the guy saved the day. They lights get to stay on for 30 more days, right? Right. So, of course, he got the best dick in the world. You know what I mean? So, you come over here, I got Georgia Power on auto pay. So, what's up? I'm not, you know, you're not the best dick in the world. If you giving me the same thing you gave her, you saved her lights. Her kid gets to keep watching TV now because, you know.
Of you.
So, of course, it's the best thing ever. She waking up, you know, making salmon patties for you in the morning. Fry goddamn hash browns and shit. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna need you to get out.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, the same thing. Once again, Georgia Power is on auto pay. AT&T is on auto pay. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I don't need you because I do.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to improve what you're doing if you want to get that same reaction out of me. We can work on that. And that's what's missing these days. Pussy is so easy.
I like to wait to have sex longer.
Yeah, I like to wait to have sex
longer. You know why? I just like to push it to the limit for the simple fact because it just weeds out the guys that just really only want to have sex.
Exactly.
So I just really don't have time
I
for
think
that.
That's a fat ass thing, too. Yeah. I really do. I really do. I think that's
the whole girl that are not going to let you hit off rich.
I think
unless
that.
Unless they're maybe, you know, doing the things, you know,
you know,
OnlyFans stuff. Like,
I think that people are, you know, gravitating toward having sex super fast because they want companionship.
I don't
and
do
it's
it.
Super easy.
And then in
but
like,
then
like 6 months.
There are people like me and people like you that are like, you came over here for it's obvious why you came over here.
Correct.
It's pretty obvious. I can't hide it. Whatever I can wear a snowsuit, you still gonna see it. So it's pretty obvious why you're over here. So you're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait.
That's why I like talk to guys for a long time, because I really get to know what type of man I'm dealing with. Because we know what our asses, we have large asses. We attract the masses. So imagine, I want men to actually listen to this and be real about it. All the big booty girls that you holler at or try to talk to.
What do you want from them?
We know what you like. It's apparent. But imagine the type of attraction she gets on a constant basis. She has to manage all that traffic. She has to manage every nigga that try to holler. Mind you, you were not even talking about the old men that be trying to holler us. They'd be grandpas out here like, oh, mommy, oh, da 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 da.
Gas
like, you're old and you don't even probably can get your thing harder. You try to talk to me.
The grocery store.
It's the Spanish man. It's the young boy. It's like, how old are you? You're only 26. What are you trying to do? Like,
everywhere.
I'm 36. Like, imagine from old to young, all these men, different calibers, different levels. We're talking, I got hollering at a dread man the other day. And he had a whole, what's this thing called? Turban on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily the look that I go for or like. But I have to weep through him, too. And he's actually a nice man. And they be nice men that be trying to holler at us. But they're not our men.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, just because you're a decent man, responsible, you're a dad or whatever, you take care of your kids, you work, you might have a good career, you're nice to me, or would be nice to me because I don't know you yet. That don't mean you're my nigga. Because you're not what I'm looking for.
You're not entitled to this pussy.
You're not entitled to my time, my pussy, my phone number, nothing. It's like, leave me alone at this point because I don't even feel like you understand the type of woman that I am. Because you see how I look. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't date a guy with dreads because I have talked to a guy with dreads before. But I'm just saying it's not necessarily the look that I usually go for.
Typically. Yeah, you have a type.
Yeah, it's not. So I'm moving through all these great men, nice men,
yeah,
men, aggressive men. You know,
so
the ball
give me a second.
Like, come on.
And that goes back to what I was saying. So these men are expecting it super fast because they're getting it super fast. Well, go back to where you're getting it.
Correct.
Go back.
I'd be wanting y'all to go fuck all the bitches that y'all was fucking and talk to me for a year or 6 months. Get to know her. Like, have that consistency, that friendship where me and you are developing likeness. Like, I like you now because we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
You've been knowing about my lifestyle. You know about my daughter. I have a kid. If you have a case, I mean, you know what I do on a constant basis, how I'm working, all this stuff. And I respect the man that takes the time to get to know me.
So do you have a specific time frame?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have no time frame. I just know for sure I will stretch it to get to know the man. Talking, getting to know, their schedule, getting to know their lifestyle. Because men be into some stuff you don't even know until you talk to them maybe for a couple months.
Yeah.
And they're like, I didn't even know.
The thing is,
I found out that one of my homeboys that I was talking to, we were just friends, by the way. He did escort before. I ain't never known he was a male escort before. And I was like, cool. Never met one. Well, I have met one before, but that was
they show you a representative. That's the thing. It's like calling a cell phone company. They're going to be nice to you. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be nice to you to get what they want out of you. So that's how dates are initially. They're going to be nice to you. They're going to show you a representative of themselves. I'm not fucking until we get past that representative.
Correct. That's exactly it.
So whenever that time frame is, if you want to show me the real you on the first date, then I'll fuck you on the first date.
We might want to see it.
Nine times out of ten, men aren't showing you that on the first date. They're showing you that way down the line. They're showing you that after you've been on a few dates and you see the phone keep ringing. And
I've had baby mom. They be having, baby mom, eyes, all these things. And then I'm like, oh, shit, you ain't mentioned none of this. And now you know, but you should have talked to that man longer. That's it. If you want to get to know a girl with a big booty that you might want to have sex with later on, you couldn't put the time and the energy into it. If not, then just fuck.
So let me ask you this. So when, since we're talking about sex, we got to actually talk about sex. When we do invite a guy in, are you like, no, oh, I'm nervous? Or do you just, you know, pull out all the tricks? Split on the dick.
I do not pull out any tricks.
Wait a minute.
I'm not trick. No. They don't get all of that.
Missionary.
Standard. We get the missionary to the back because that's standard, but I'm not doing that. The going down, is, you know, getting head.
The thing is, from the back,
I have to know you longer than
you
head.
You know, 30 seconds, we're done.
That's what.
That's the thing.
That's when you find out.
That's the thing. It's like,
sometimes I don't even bother to turn around for real because I'm like, if I turn around, it'll be over. So you guys.
He's out of there. Get him out of here.
Like, if I want it to end, I'll turn around. Then I know it'll end immediately. But I just want to just have, like I said, after I got to know the person, we had just so much likeness towards each other. So now I feel like we could have sex. And then I want to get more intimate with you, but not freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky is now next level. So that's going to be like, now you become my boyfriend. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're my man. You're my man. Even if we didn't make the title yet, I have to feel like you're my man. Then I could do some things that are freaky. But definitely don't pull the tricks out. I don't be trying to impress a nigga in sex. I'll be honest with you. I don't. And a lot of times I tell guys that I'm not going to suck your dick because I don't want to do that. Because it's too fresh.
So where do you?
I don't have a time frame on it either, but I don't.
It's a feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely a feeling. And if it's too fresh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I just had that feeling that I don't want to do it. If I felt compelled to, I have before, you know, but it's not a typical thing.
Yeah.
You know, so no, especially if you're not doing it too. Like, you ain't go down on me, so what makes you feel like I'm going to go down
so
on you?
So you wouldn't suck his dick first?
Hell no. He better get that shit hard. Do you see how fat my ass is? Do I need to stand up for the camera? Because
it should
that should get your dick
ready.
Up.
It should be ready.
And that's another thing about sex. I'm not forcing sex. So if I have to suck your dick for your thing to get hard to have sex with me, there's a disconnect. Because we're supposed to have some type of fun.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be intrigued by me. You're supposed to be like, dang, Carolyn, ooh, yes.
Yeah,
I'm here, girl. Kiss me, hug me, touch me. Yeah. That should make you feel aroused to want to, you know, actually stick it in.
Yeah.
If it's not there, you're not ready and we're not intimate. We're just not intimate.
Forcing it.
Yeah, you're forcing it. I will never suck if he's not my man. Because boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't have sex so many times. You might have to get it hard. But initially, first time, and I have to get your dick hard? What? Hell no. Hell no. But I don't really have that problem.
You do hear those.
But I've had an occurrence before, but I don't typically have this situation happen.
Yeah, I do hear those stories where they, you know, need that to get. There. And it's like, you should show up like that. But if I like you and you show up ready, I don't know.
As I'm saying, if you're intrigued too, you might turn up.
Yeah.
But if you're not intrigued, then I'm not doing it just for the theatric, like to get you aroused. Like, I'm not promoting you to fuck me quick. Like, if we can go another week or a month, let's just do it. I'm okay. Because you ain't even ready. And I told a nigga that
you
before.
Ain't even ready.
You talk about me talking about boundaries in
How
the, at the
men
bar.
Get ready?
You talking about boundaries at the bar. I have boundaries in sex, okay? It's certain things I don't fucking do and I let a nigga know. I'm not sucking your dick and I'll let them know initially. And then I had a situation that a man, he told me he was super excited, too excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, you're not ready, so. I literally said that, and I was done with it, and I'm not going to be sitting there, you trying to figure out how to get your dick hard.
Yeah.
Like, please. It's too much. It's way too much.
It's too much.
And I don't even want to have sex that much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why am I doing all of that? catering to you. You're not my boyfriend. You're yeah. not helping me do shit. Like, I'm just getting to know you more. Like, we're talking and all this stuff. And you can't even get your dick hard for me.
No. Because if
first time.
I'm telling you, they're so used to getting it so I easy just elsewhere. And I feel like you just need to go back to elsewhere.
Yeah, go where you're comfortable. Just go back. Where it's natural and she yeah. know what to do. She know what you need.
Yeah, just go and back then, there because I'm not pressed.
Correct.
And you can't make me be pressed for it. Like, you can't be upset that I'm not pressed for it. Like, I'm good. You're not supposed to get it that easy. You're not, that's not natural. Like, what's happening right now in the dating world is not natural. Like, it's not supposed to be.
What about getting on top? You want me to get on top?
You know, I seen a meme the other day.
I love to get on top, but sometimes I'm the moon.
My homegirl shared a meme, and she got a big butt, too.
Mm-hmm.
So she has the same thought process. And she was, the meme was like, I hate it when dudes be like, they come over and they be like, get on top. Like,
lazy.
I just automatically think lazy. You
came
over here to fuck me. Like, I'm here to get fucked. Not right. The other way around.
Right.
But my thing is, I'm not fucking with a dude that I don't like, though. I would only give that energy to a guy that I don't like. So if I really like a guy, like if he tell me to do that, like, okay.
Get on top after he got off my poops, right? Like, I don't like to start. I'll be honest. I don't like to start on top. I hate it. I just feel
it
like,
is a little
why
horrible.
Would I break myself in? Like, can you break me in and then get on top?
Guys, it is uncomfortable for women to get on top first. It is. Unless
it's better that you guys stick it in first.
If she's fluid and she's a little bit more free, I'm pretty sure she is comfortable. But, like, for me, I don't have sex that often. So, it's uncomfortable. Like,
correct. I think we should do it. Yeah. And then I'll get on top like, absolutely. And I don't like a lazy nigga. Like, don't come try to have sex and you know, you're gonna lay down the whole time. Nigga, get your ass up. Get your ass up. Or get going.
I like your phrase. You're not ready yet.
No, I literally told this guy that. And I was just, I felt bad with him for him, but I didn't because even my sister told me, let a nigga know when you're not satisfied. Just let them know because they will show enough tell you when they're not satisfied.
Mm.
So why not?
Yeah.
Just let them know. There's no, what are we saving face for? What are we protecting?
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to leave, let them go. If they're not for you, they won't stay. If they feel uncomfortable, they will leave. And let them know that you're uncomfortable, too. And that's another experience that women should know not to do. Don't be in a sexual position with a man feeling uncomfortable and feeling
lied. Say something.
Speak up.
Like, definitely.
Speak up for yourself. Because just like they want to have sex and they want your big booty and your beautiful face and your soft skin, you want all those things that the men offer, you know what I'm saying? So if they're not offering those things, let them know. Because why would you suffer in silence?
Right.
And go through the experience that is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then they leave and you're like, why the fuck did I do that?
Right.
Don't do it. Just this is not working out. I'm sorry. I'm uncomfortable. This is weird. You're doing weird shit.
It's just gonna be awkward anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
It's either gonna be awkward for the both of us or awkward just for you. So
they're going like,
we're gonna share this
lit, and you're like, what the fuck was that?
We're gonna share this awkward feeling. Sorry, that wasn't fun.
Let them feel what you're feeling. Let them know how you feel.
Once again, ladies, let's practice waiting to have sex. Until we really like a guy. Because all of these experiences that we don't like that we're naming is with experiences that either happen too soon or with guys that we don't know well.
Yeah. And you don't know a guy sexually until you actually do it anyway. So what if you do encounter a guy and he's into some stuff that you're just not into? So don't just do it. Let him know, like, hey, I don't do that.
Right.
You know? I'm not into that. Like, you're not going to fuck me in my eyes. I'm going to be real. I'm sorry. So let's be real. Like, let's be real. They got bitches that like that shit. Go find the bitch that like that shit.
It's not an entrance.
And my point is, go get the bitch that like that shit. Straight up.
Yeah.
And they have women that like all different things.
I also feel like those conversations should be had before feelings are called, too. So that's why I don't like the deadline either. Women be like, you got to wait 3 months, you know.
Yeah.
You could catch feelings in those 3 months, and then now you're caught up with a guy that likes anal, and you don't like anal. So you know what I mean? Like you probably should have, crossed that bridge when you got to it instead of pushing it back.
Talk about sex too. Say, hey, what turns you on?
Yeah.
What do you like your girl to do when you have sex?
Yeah.
What is your favorite position? Those are common questions that anime people typically ask. Say, do you love head or you don't really care, whatever. You know, guys will answer. They love talking about sex. They be ready to talk about it early. So, yeah, they'll talk about everything. So definitely have the conversation. No big deal.
All right. Big well, question. We're going to wrap this up. I'm going to go make another drink.
And I'm going to make jerk chicken pasta.
And she's going to cook.
It's
Thank
time.
Y'all
it's
for listening. Time. See y'all next time.